Back all over again. Oh, look at her, she's running around over there. This is getting very distracting over here. Weiter. Rabbi Sholimin is on the phone. Why don't we tell Rabbi Sholimin to bring Rivka? Where is Rivka? Rabbi Lezomer, Arba Esher Sudas, 14. 14 Chayiv Adam Lechel Besukkah. Achas B'yem V'achas B'layla V'achachamim. There are 7 days. 7 times 2 is 14. V'achacham Oymerim Ein L'davar Kitzes. Nothing is said chutz M'lili in the Shavit Shal Chag B'lvad. The only time you have an obligation to eat in the Sukkah, with no exception whatsoever, is the first night of Sukkot. Then, even if it's pouring rain, you have to go into the Sukkah and eat. V'yoyed Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishlo Yochal Leile Yom Tov HaRishon Yashlim Leil Leile Yom Tov Acharon Shal Chag. A person did not eat on the first night of Sukkot, he should be mashlim by eating a sud on the Leila Yom Tov Acharon Shal Chag. V'chacham Oymim Ein L'davar Tashlum, there's no tashlumin. V'alzeh Ne'emar Uvos Lo Yuchal Liskan V'cheshen Lo Yuchal Yimonos Rashi Yud Al Tzudois B'gmar Mefarish Taima Ein L'davar Kitzvah Im Rotsa L'Sanis Ein Anu Zukukin Loi. If the person wants to fast, so Rashi says we are not Zukukin Loi, which means we don't concern ourselves. Gezunte hate. You don't want to eat? You don't like mom's cooking? Good for you. Elim yoichal lo yoichal chutz l'sukkah. But if you do decide to eat, make sure you eat in the sukkah. Chutz m'lili yom tov ha'arishayin. She'ein rishay l'sanis k'dilof b'gemara. Yashlim, if you don't eat a suda on the first day of Yom Tov, yashlim sudasa zois, the meal that he's missing on the first night of Yom Tov, you should be mashlim b'yom tov ha'achrin b'shmini atzeres. What are you talking about? But on shmini atzeres, you don't eat in the sukkah. The afal pi yishena b'sukkah, the gemara parachul, the gemara is going to ask what the kash over here is. Now, by the way, over here Rashi is bavarn, that Rashi lived in France, and he studied in Germany, and then he went back to France, and Rashi says on the Yom Tov Acharon, you don't eat in a sukkah. How could that be? Rashi was a Litvak? How could that be?
Who eats Yom Tov Acharon in the sukkah? This is talking about an Eretz Yisrael.
This is talking about the Mishnah Tom in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're correct. You're correct. Gemara. What's the Gemara?
How you might say the 14th meal?
Let's see. The Gemara's going to explain. Listen, yesterday we did something very unique. We learned a whole daf.
Where was I?
You were not here.
No wonder. Okay.
And our friend was also not here. So let's.
So you learned it by yourself?
No, I learned with Yishol Lehman.
Did he say anything?
Yeah, he did. He actually did. We had a discussion. So let's try. Learn a whole daf. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that says you have to process in the circle 14 sudas? Stay in the Torah. Stay shu kein to do. Madira achas madira. Achas biyoim v'achas balayla. At home. Doesn't your wife make for you dinner every night, Shlomi? And it makes for you breakfast?
I don't understand. That's not true. Where do you get that?
I don't know. That's what it says. Madir achas v'yam yachas b'layla. Afsuk achas v'yam yachas b'layla. V'rabban. So therefore, that's 14. V'rakti gemara. In other words, number 14.
What about the Shabbos?
Oh, good kasha. Gval good kasha. Everyone has the kasha. Right now, let's do the daf first. Then we can go back and we'll do the raid bites. We'll then call in the Holy Rebbe, Rebbe Shuli. Misruli at Shuli Lekom Kisruli. There are two Shulis in Klal Yisrael. Shuli Reisman and Shuli Bornstein. That's Al Shnei, the Amudim of Klal Yisrael. Weiter. Achas B'layla V'yachas 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 Kedir, no. Teishu kein dura. Madira iboy ochel iboy lo yochel. Buy it! Your wife says there's no supper tonight. Avsukah nami iboy ochel iboy lo yochel. Frek the Gemara Yachid, that's the case. I feel a little yom to Rishon nami. So why then is the first night critical? Why does it say the only time you must eat in the sukkah? Korna banan. Arav yochel mishum rishum ben yot. Sodik nemakan chamisha osav nemal by Pesach. Just like by matzah, it says there, be'erev toichlu matzois. So too, you must, it is a fairish in the Torah. You must, there is no choice. Be'erev toichlu matzois, and it says that it is in the 15th day of the month. So too, malahalan laila harishon choiva, mikan ve'elech rishus, afkan laila harishon choiva, mikan ve'elech rishus. So therefore, we learn from Pesach. How do you know? I told you this already. Hakosov kivoi choyv. The Torah establishes it an obligation. We have no choice. Let's see the Rashi's. Rashi mikan veilach v'shus tahachi parchi yalfin lo beperik basra b'psachim. Sheishes yamim toichal matzois uvayoyim hashvi'i atzeres mash. So there was a moskash. There's 6 days, not the 7th day. Mashvi'i v'shus, because it only says 6 days. Afshisha v'shus lefisha shvi v'chlal shivas hayam. It's a drasha. It's a 7 day festival, and the Torah takes out day 7. So therefore, darabo lulame loy lulame alatz miyotza el lulame kol kol yotza. Fisher shvi v'chlal v'shivas yom toichal matzos v'yotza v'nechlal lulame shachilas matz shachilas matzo is amu boy ein lechoy ve'ela imbasa lechol tei machilas ka matzo v'leichul chametz. If you do want to eat, Rashi saying more to gezach. If you do want to eat bread, make sure your bread is matzo. V'loy lulame alatz miyotza el lulame ala klal kol yotza. Okay, next v'hasim gufim nolon the lila huishin mihichayva. Period. Okay, next Gemara. The oid ah Mary Abeliezer v'ha ah Mary Abeliezer bo esrei sudois chayiv chayiv adam lechol b'sukkah achat nechaz b'layla. We have a stira because Rabbi Eliezer first says you have to eat 14, and then Rabbi Eliezer says that if you do not eat on the first night, then you can be mashlim at the end. But what are you talking about? You have to eat exactly 14. So what's going on over here? What exactly is this going on over here? Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says v'amar Eliezer yudal sudois chayiv adam lechol b'sukkah. The more precise analysis of the question, the kevan the biyom achren lav besukah yosef, you say yom tov achren, but the yom tov acharon you do not sit in the sukkah. The kevan the biyom achren lav besukah yosef im yosha ba l'shem mitzvah, and if you sit to l'shem mitzvah over al bal toisef. Yeah, you hear what he's saying over here? If you go and you sit in the sukkah on the yom tov achren the bal toisef, so different my hashlama the sukkah ikah hacha. How can you call that a hashlama? So therefore,
one
how
second. He's asking because of Baal Toysef?
Yes.
He's not asking that there's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah. So he's asking a Galil Kash. So why then?
Nothing to do with Baal Toysef.
He asks a Kash, why does Rashi
Bavarn? How can you claim the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah if you're sitting in a house?
I guess the answer has to be, I think he's asking a very good Kash, but I think the answer goes like this. The fact is, whether you like it or not, Shmini Atzer is called the 8th day. It's not called day one, it's the 8th day, which means that Shmini Atzer is a chelik of the sukkahs. Okay, on the one hand, it's a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai. Mitzad Sheni, Shmini Atzer is the 8th day.
That's a Havamina.
Ah, Memela. Now here's this alumnus here. It's the 8th day, but yet on this 8th day, there is no mitzvah of sukkah. There's bedavka no mitzvah of sukkah. See, this I want to bring out a point.
Where are you getting this from?
This Rashi.
This Rashi,
because Rashi over here says the Baal Tosef. The Olam is obsessed. Listen, you have to hear the Varim. I want to try to tell you. Here, there's a problem here. Let's say you go on Chanukah. It's a tiva vart. Let's say on Chanukah you decide, you know what? Let's go into the sukkah. Okay, it's freezing cold at night. Here, Chanukah. It's middle of the winter. You have your donuts, and now Rabbi Shaul Lehman says, you know what, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone after Daf Yomi come home to my house. We're gonna go into my sukkah. Chanukah. We're gonna eat the donuts. We don't see the sukkah. Let me ask you a question. Is there anyone that's going to say to you that you're even Baal Tosef for going into...
No.
What do you mean? What, you're going into a sukkah. You said you built a sukkah. L'shem mitzvah sukkah. It's a sukkah.
Because it's a hecker.
What? What hecker? Donuts? That's the hecker?
No, because nobody sits in the sukkah on Chanukah. There's no havam in it.
So Shmini Atzeres. Okay, the ganze welt is tutzach udas. The Shmini Atzeres.
Let's say you sat in the sukkah a day early.
Okay, day early. Okay, yeah. Let's say, can sukkahs come out? That never happens. Though sukkahs never comes out on Sunday. But let's say Lu Yitzu, make believe Lu Yitzu, your sukkahs came out.
What day of the week?
Okay, let's say sukkahs. You have a Shabbos in between. Good, mamish halacha lemaisa. You have a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and sukkahs. One of those years, and yeah, your sukkahs all ready to go, and you're doing in your home construction. There's mamish nowhere to eat in the house. The only place where you can eat is in the sukkah. If you go and you have your Shabbos meals in the sukkah, is anyone going to tell you the Yom Baal Tosef? You ever hear such a thing? No.
Why not?
Well, let me say, what about Chanukah? So go into your sukkah on Chanukah and eat your donuts on Chanukah.
If you're going to tell me that nobody says anything, you'll say because the times before the days of Chanukah and after the days of Chanukah, nobody said in the sukkah.
The times before sukkahs and times after sukkahs. So my question over here is, what is so terrible sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres?
Because someone will say that you sit in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. That's Baal Tosef.
Why is it Baal Tosef? It's like Chanukah. It's like the Shabbos before sukkahs. just like you've never heard.
Tzitzis is when you're doing the mitzvah itself. I'm doing tzitzis and I have extra tzitzis. You do the actual mitzvah itself.
So here's the point. Here's the point I'm making you. Being in order for there to be a Baal Tosef on Shmini Atzeres, it has to be that Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos.
Baal Tosef on his kav.
Are you okay there, Rabbi Sholeiman? Are you okay, Rabbi Sholeiman?
Yeah,
okay. If you want to be over Baal Tosef, this is the point. If you want to be over Baal Tosef, it has to be Shmini Atzeres has to be called Sukkos. If Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos, and the Torah tells you only 7 days in the Sukkah, not 8 days in the Sukkah, and you decide 8 days, it's like the Torah told you put on your tefillin four compartments. Oh, I decide five compartments. If I put on my head a tissue box, yeah, here it is, here, a tissue box. I tie this to my head. Shlomi, am I Oren Baal Tosef? This is not tefillin. There's no Baal Tosef taking a tissue box and tying it to my head. That's not tefillin. Tefillin is, I have tefillin. I'm going to add a new compartment. If Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos, and the Torah tells you, listen, Sukkos, seven, not eight. And I say, no. I'm going to sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day also. That's like taking real tefillin and putting in my real tefillin another compartment, a fifth parasha. That is Baal Tosef. But if I'm going to go sit in the Sukkah on the Shabbos before Sukkos, or sit in the Sukkah on Pesach, or sit in the Sukkah on Chanukah, that's not Baal Tosef. You want to go sit in the Sukkah? Good for you. Go sit in the Sukkah. Who cares? You want to go tie a parah box on your head? It's good for you. That's not called Baal Tosef. That's not called Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is, you have to first define Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos. Gesundheit. Shmini, everyone over here sneezing tonight. What's going on over here? Coughing, sneezing.
COVID is back.
Yeah, I know. They're coming to get us. I mean, not you, they're coming to get me. Okay, if you have over here.
You're probably waiting for COVID.
Don't put the microphone to your mouth because we fixed the microphone and we put it to your mouth and I can't hear you.
COVID.
I know all about being ready for COVID. I'm the world-renowned expert in that.
That's probably what's happening.
Being roided if after a COVID, right? Now let's go weiter. So you hear the vart? I'm telling you a very tiva vart, and this vart explains Rashi. Rashi says this beferish. In order, the reason why the Welt is busy with this issue of not sinning in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Oh no! What do you do? You turn off the video? I can't see you anymore.
I'm watching.
Okay, fine. According, if you go, according to this opinion. The reason why everyone is busy with this issue of sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, is it Baal Tosef, is it not Baal Tosef, if he's so concerned, if it's too cold, is that? That's because there's an issue. The reason why there is an issue is because Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos.
It's maybe just. That's the Havamina of what we thought Rabbi Eliezer held.
This not on the Havamina, it's the Maskana. Not on the Havamina.
He was Kaiser.
Let's read Rashi. Rashi over here says, let's see, let's first, before we get to the word Kaiser. The Omar Rebbe Eliezer, Yudal Suda Schaivan Lucha Basuka, we came in the Beyoim Acharon, La Besuka Yosef. Remember, the Gemara is calling it the Yom Acharon.
Yes, Rebbe Eliezer is calling it.
Oh, so what does that mean? Why? What do you mean? It's a Yom Tabifne Atzmai. How dare the Gemara call Shmini Atzeres the Yom Acharon? It's a Yom Tabifne Atzmai. It's a Yom Tabifnei Atzmai. Pazer Koshev. It's a Yom Tabifnei Atzmai. Why are you calling the Yom Tabifnei Acharon? It's no longer Sukkot. It's
first
not.
First of all, Rabbi Eliezer says that he has to eat 14 Sudas.
And then.
That's 7 days, not 8 days.
Right. So, but that's not the Kasha. The Kasha is the next statement. The next statement is if he misses the one of the day in the beginning on the Yom Tov Rishon, he should be mashlim on Yom Tov Acharon.
What does that mean, mashlim on Yom Tov Acharon?
It means you sit in the Sukkah. The Gemara's Hava Amina. It means sit in the Sukkah Lel Shmini Atzeres. Lel Shmini Atzeres. So what your kasha was, so what's the problem? The problem is, you're not Yoitza. What are you accomplishing? Shmini Atzeres, you started the kasha, this conversation. It's not Sukkos anymore. What is that going to help you? How is that going to help you? It's not Sukkos anymore. That's what you would expect Rashi to say. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, no, their taka is a very strong havamina that it should help you because Yom Acharon is Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is Sukkos. But what's the problem? It's Baal Tosef. Because the Torah said, don't sit in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. The Kevan de Biyom Acharoin. He calls the Yom Acharoin. It's sukkahs. La besukkah Yosef. V'yom Yosha Abol L'shei Mitzvah Oyver Al Baal Tosef. What Baal Tosef? It's Hanukkah as far as you're concerned. No, no, no. This Haguf of the Chiddush. This is the Yisoid. You only came to learn, we only came to learn this Yisoid tonight. Dayenu. Dayenu. This would be enough, this Yisoid. Is Shmini Atzeres, is Sukkos. And the Torah says, on this day of Sukkos, I don't want you to sit in the Sukkah. It's like the Torah telling you, you're wearing tefillin. I want you to put in that tefillin four parashas. Don't take out a parasha and don't add a parasha. If you take out a parasha, add a parasha, you're over Baal Tosef. If you tie a cardboard box on your head, you're not over on anything. But if you add into the real tefillin next to parasha, you're in trouble. Sukkos is the tefillin. And in the tefillin, we have eight. We have 7 days. If you're going to go add another, you're going to sit in the sukkah on one more day, meaning on the eighth day, which is part of the container. It's the container of sukkahs. Then you're being over on Baal Tosef. And the hav aminu why you should be able to be mashed on is because it is tacha called sukkahs. Everything makes sense when you appreciate this yisoid. And that's why the oilam is busy with the issue of Baal Tosef on Shemini Atzeres. It's only because Shemini Atzeres is sukkahs. It's a Beferish art scroll. You know what happened to art scroll? When they first put out the art scroll Machzor for Sukkos, probably before you were born, they made a mistake. It was a Tohus Hadafum. What happened? What happened in the Tohus?
They made a mistake in the Yalav.
They wrote on Shmini Atzeres, instead of saying Shmini, the entire Shmini Atzeres, the davening, instead of saying B'yom Shmini Chago Atzeres Hazeh, in the art school, they said, B'yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. So they told everyone, come back to the store and just bring us the cover. We don't want the Sheamus. Just cut off the front cover of your Machzor and you can keep it. And when you bring the cover, we'll give you a new Machzor. And then they said, but what about all the people who are Nichshol, who didn't get the message, the word did not get out quick enough, and they bought the Machzor, and they said on Shemini Atzeres in Shul, B'yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, there's a Psak Halacha handed down from the Gedolei Yisrael, Yotza. If you by mistake on Shemini Atzeres say the words in the Nusach HaTfilah, B'yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, Yotza. You do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. It's a good davening. You get credit. So what do you learn from that Maisa? A Maisa Rav? You learn that Shemini Atzeres is called Chag HaSukkos. If they would have made a mistake and put in the Machzor, Shemini Atzeres, they would put Chag HaPesach, Lo Yotza. You see all of these things are coming together?
Go ahead.
You hear this, what I'm telling you over here?
I hear.
And now you understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, it's Shemini Atzeres, it's a Pelad Gezach, a whole new way of looking at Shemini Atzeres. It's Sukkos. It's Sukkos.
Don't get carried away. It's the only the Havamina.
No, it's not the Havamina.
How do you know that it's not?
It's not. This Yisoy does not change. This
how
Yisoy.
Do you know?
Read the Gemara. The Kehav and Dibyam. It's a very important Yisoy. Vayit in the Gemara. Vayit. Rabbi Sholim, you hear what we're saying? All right, Vayit.
Yeah, I hear it. I'm just wondering also how you can mix in Shemini Atzeres, how can you can mix if it's a yontif of miatzmai,
it's two dimensions, multi-dimensional. It's a yontif bifnei atzmai in regard to pazer koshev, but it's still. No, it's you cannot deny the fact that it's called Yom Hashmini. You can't deny that. It's Yom Hashmini. Yom Hashmini means it's an extension. It's part of Sukkos. It happens to be a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai with regard to certain inyanim. But it's Sukkos. And only because it's Sukkos is there potential for there to be Baal Tosef. And that's why the ganze Welt is busy with the sake of the Yoyma. How could we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? If it was mamish, a complete separation, as being a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai, no one would have an issue with eating in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres all
no,
meals.
Because we don't know if it's the 7th day or the 8th day. There's nothing to do whether Shemini Atzeres is a yontif or not.
No. You didn't hear what I just told you. You didn't mamash, you're missing the whole point.
I guess I am.
All right, let's go right.
What is chutz la'aretz that has to do with this?
When we
sit on the eighth day in chutz la'aretz is because it's considered the suffix of the seventh day.
But let's say there's two sides to the coin. Let's say it's really the eighth day. There are two. Maybe it's the seventh day.
We sit in there without a bracha.
The bracha is not ma'akev. The bracha is not ma'akev. The bracha of Leishay Basuk is not ma'akev.
You don't make the bracha.
I told you it doesn't make a difference if you make the bracha or not. The bracha is not ma'akev. Going into a sukkah on the eighth day, just walking into the sukkah on the eighth day is Baal Tosef. Sitting down in the sukkah on the eighth day is, if it is the eighth day, you are now doing a loisase deraisa Baal Tosef. Because the Torah says there are 8 days of sukkahs, and on the eighth day of sukkahs, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. Until you learn this inside, you think that the eighth day is like Chanukah. No, so what happens if you go to your sukkah on Chanukah?
But it says, Omer Bira, Omer Rabbani, Chazer by Rabbi Eliezer.
He was Chazer Bo from the concept, only from the principle of Tashlumin. But he wasn't Chazer from the Yisoid of what Shmini Atzeres is. Vayit in the Gemara. This is a very Klori Yisoid. Okay, I never appreciated this Yisoid. It's a very clear Yisoid in this Rashi. Vayit. Avkan Laila, did Shuli say such a thing in the Shir?
No.